sometimes we can kind of treat these moments and hours and services as moments where we allow Jesus to be our painkiller. Sometimes we, those of us who've been going to church a long, whole time, it's like we become content with being able to come to church for an hour and a half and have a good time, but then go back to a terrible reality. But I come to encourage somebody tonight to let you know that God is more than a painkiller. That this should not be your outlet to come and just have peace for an hour and a half. Jesus wants to give you peace, not just in this room, but outside of this room, in your house, on your job, in your car, in your marriage. God is more than just ibuprofen and Tylenol. He is a healer. Does anybody believe that Jesus is a healer tonight? Come on, he's a great and mighty God. And so, Father, it's your breath that's in our lungs. We lean into your presence tonight. We pour out our worship. We pour out our praise on you tonight, Jesus. Have your way in this place as we lift up your name, Father. Just begin to open up your mouth wherever you are. Just see yourself before this King, just you and him. But you get to just tell him how wonderful, how amazing he is. Just thank you for this moment in your presence, God. We love you, Lord.
You give life, you are love, and you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken.
So we cry out tonight,
great are you, Lord, 'cause it's your breath in our lungs. So
come on, sing to Jesus.
God, it's yours, God. All of our worship, all of our praise today, we freely give it. We freely give it. We give it to you.
Come on, let's raise it to the King again. Come on, you give.
You give life.
Yeah.
You are love, and you bring light to the darkness. You give.
So we pour
Yours, Jesus. Great are you, Lord. Even though I still feel the lump, I'll still lift my hands and say, the great. Even though my situation at home may look the same, when I get back, I'll still, with tears in my eyes, cry out, the great
are you, Lord.
I know what the account looks like, but God, even if with it looking like that, I'll lift my hands and still say that you're great.
Great are you,
because your goodness isn't predicated on what you do for me. Your goodness is predicated on who you are. And oh God, you're just Jesus. You're my God. You're my Savior. You're my Redeemer. You're my bloodstained banner. You're Rapha. You're Jireh. All that I need is in you. So I lift up my voice tonight from a low place. I'll still say that you are great. With tears in my eyes, I will cry out tonight and say that great
are you.
And I can't praise you enough. And if I try, 'cause you've been faithfulness stepped in, that even when I wasn't good, even when I wasn't faithful, you were still faithful, you were still good to me. You've been better than good. You've been better than good. I can't
first day you oh, when things were falling upon you still oh, no music, lift those hands and sing it, say you yeah, yeah you've been oh, close your eyes, think about this past year and a half, think about this past 6 months. Somebody can just think about this week. So you've been, oh God, and you've been so day after day, God. Morning after morning, new mercies I see. I said morning after morning. Let's go. So you've been, oh, you so good. Last one right here. To me. If he's been better than good, clap your hands and give Jesus the best praise. I said, give Jesus the best praise. Listen, if he's been average, you can be great.